104.7 The Drop.
America.
What's up,
what's up, Sugar Bear?
What's up?
I hear you.
Man, what's up with you, bro?
I'm chilling, man.
Man, we appreciate you checking in with us today.
We got
You know, I had to. I really appreciate it.
We are so excited to have Funny Man Michael Yo on the line. Yeah.
Michael Yo in the building.
That's what it is. You know, that's what we do when we kind of ratchet over here in the morning. Exactly. Oh, reggae horn all day. We are so excited. You are in our city. Comedy Works South, Greenwood Village. You at the bougie one. You at the upscale one. You at the...
I'm where all the rich white folks go. Yeah. That's where I am.
Yeah, you know, that way you know you got paid. Yeah, you guaranteed that check. Yes. Guaranteed that check. Yes, you did.
As soon as I walk in, I get paid. That's how it happens.
That's what it is. They're going to make it rain for you. So excited to have you here. You got two shows, one Friday tonight, 7:15 and 9:45, and two tomorrow, the 17th, 7:15 and 9:45. I mean, this is exciting to have you here in Colorado. You know, laughter has been a great healing moment for the country, like for everybody, for y'all. Y'all want to be back out like that. You all want to be outside and with your people, right? And what can we expect from your show tonight?
Yeah, you know what I love is it's about that time where there's so much negativity in the world, people pulling right, people pulling left. It's like comedy is the only place where people can come to one place and agree and laugh. I don't talk about politics, so I just want people to come out and laugh, you know?
Yeah, it's good. It feels good inside when you get that chance to really, like, kind of release. You know, the endorphins, you laughing, you in a good mood, you less likely to want to get in a fight.
Right.
You know, all the good things.
Yeah, trust me. There's never been a fight after my show.
Yeah. No, everybody's just trying to get your number. That's all that is.
Uh-oh. See?
That's it.
All right, you know
what I also love is with comedy, man, what's great about it, and Joe Coy, who's my mentor, always told me, what's great about comedy is the only time people have to listen to get the joke. You know, like, you can't talk.
True.
You gotta listen. And everybody's in on the same joke. And that's what's beautiful about it, you know?
I love that. I love Joe. Joe is, like, incredible. When he comes to Denver, we get a chance to check him out every now and again. And he's so funny. And Chelsea's so funny. I know those are people that have contributed to your greatness in terms of you blessing all these stages. How does it feel to be back on these stages, though?
You know, it's great because the one thing is comedy. I live in Las Vegas right now, and that was the first thing to go up because they just needed people in rooms and to make people laugh again and to see smiles on the faces. You know you're doing something that no one else in the world can do. And right now, trust me, more than ever, the country needs to laugh, and we're doing it, man. We're doing it big. And what's special about this club right here, I remember 8 years ago, they gave me my first shot. Wendy gave me my first shot. And I was begging people to come to the shows. You know, I was basically giving away tickets myself for people to come. And now, move 8 years forward, you know, we're selling out shows and it's beautiful, you know?
It's so wonderful. You know, that's such a rarity in the comedy world. There's only been a couple female comedy club owners. And I know Wendy goes through it. I know it's tough for her. She has been working so hard and tirelessly for years in this industry and in Colorado, bringing comedians to the stage, giving folks opportunities and chances for us to get a chance to laugh and get to know you as a comedian. I think it's wonderful.
And the thing people know, in the comedy world, people know Comedy Works. These two clubs are two of the best clubs in the country. And when comics come in, they know they're treated well. The audience, what I love about the Denver audience, they're smart. They get it. Because I travel a lot. And there's some audience, they ain't that bright. They're not that bright. But in Denver, it's not like that.
We're looking forward to seeing you, man. You know what's crazy? I'm new to the city. So I've been here, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 months now. So I'm still learning about the city. So I'm going to try and come check you out. But you said something about, you know, comedy. You have to listen for the joke. How do you handle hecklers, bro? How does that affect you, or does it?
You know what? I'm the type of dude where people don't yell out a lot because I'm more of a positive, uplifting vibe, just want everybody to get along type of vibe.
Right.
There are comics. What's big on Instagram now is people talking to the crowd and getting clips. And now a lot of people start talking at shows, but they don't really do that at mine right now. and I'm 6'3", I'll whoop your ass.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth that there is something special about a tall Blasian.
Dude up there. I'm not a nerd telling jokes. You know, I got hands, too. I'm from H-Town, Houston, Texas, where the ghetto boys are from.
Let's go.
You got the check. You a Blasian. You're 6'3", and you got hands, and you from H-Town. Okay, let's go.
You know, and I'm a half Asian.
So I'll whip your ass twice
and won't even care.
Right, exactly. You're a Blasian. I know this. This is all up and through my family.
Hey, what are some projects you got coming up? What are you working on, bro?
So right now on Apple, I got a brand new TV show out. It's for the family. It's safe for kids to watch with their parents. It's beautiful. It starts conversations after the show. It's called Amber Brown. I play an ex-father trying to get back into his family's life. So you can check that out on Apple TV. Right now, I got a couple other shows I'm hosting that are coming out soon. They're going to announce those in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
And the main thing, though, I tell you, is stand-up. I got a new special. Anyone out there, I got a new special on YouTube. It's free. Watch it. It's called I Never Thought. Just type in my name, Michael Yo. And that just a couple days ago went over 400,000 views.
Let's go.
In a couple months. So, man, I'm just blessed all the way around. God is good.
Amen.
All day. Oh, my goodness, Michael. Thank you so very much. Once again, you are going to be in town. Comedy Works South, Greenwood Village. You're here now. The 16th tonight, 7:15 p.m., 9:45. Tomorrow night, 7:15 and 9:45. Tickets available, comedyworks.com. Or by phone, 303-595-3637. And I think we got a chance for you to score some tickets.
Yeah, we got some tickets, man. We're going to send some people to come see you tonight.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Michael, yo, thank you so very much for calling into the morning drop this morning with America Jones and
Sugar Bear. Thank you, bro. We appreciate you, man.
Hey, I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good one.
Michael, yo, is the best. Listen, caller number 8 and 9. I'm going to do caller 8 and 9. 303-893-DROP. 303-893-3767. Tickets to see Michael, yo, I got him. Call now. 303-893-DROP. Good luck.